Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Teen Allegations. This is your host, Petty B, otherwise known as Bianca Goolsby, and I'm so excited to be with you this Friday. Amen, amen. Please make sure you say hello in the comments and let me know where you're watching from. And thank y'all so much for tuning in and watching these weekly episodes, where literally we're talking everything education. And there's a focus that I have in the Tampa Bay area. So I talk about Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee County. And that's just because I'm passionate about where I live in the education system. So again, I just want to say thank you for being intentional with your children and being intentional with education, because it really means a lot. Now, okay, good morning. All right, we're going to get started. Hey, girl. Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Soror. Okay, sis. Look, all right, we're going to get started with our church announcements. Amen. Because let me tell you something. We are going to hit the ground running with this episode, honey, because it's a lot going on. So I just want to say for the church announcements, I'm going to go back to the title of the episode. So today's title is Master Reset. So I want to kind of break down like what this Master Reset is, what it is not, so that we can be intentional with this Master Reset, because we definitely need it. With the election, with social justice issues, with the lack of education, with the pandemic, it's just a lot of stuff going on in 2020. And so we need to be grounded, and we also need to be intentional with how we're going to move forward, because we see all this chaos and controversy, and there's still some people that's just talking, and I'm like, hey, okay. This is the reality that we're in right now. So the question is, what is next? What are you going to do to help the reality that we're in right now? Because sitting on the internet and complaining about the reality is not going to solve the problem. You wanted to have selective outrage when certain situations don't go your way. We're not having that. So you need to think about what you can do in your role so that you can be helpful to our children. That is the church announcement. Okay. So, that's all I got on that. You figure out what you could do in your capacity to help move our children. We have identified the problem. The problem is clearly identified. The problem is that we have issues with literacy. So reading is important. So, okay. There's some people out here that are doing great work with making sure that there's books in our children's hands instead of their cell phones. This is great. Continue that work. Okay. We know that Hillsborough County particularly leads the school to prison pipeline, meaning, hey guys, if there's mentors out there that want to help and redirect our young kings and queens to where they know that they are worth something, that they can move and succeed and be successful. If we could help with that, right? Because what I hate is when people just come out the woodwork and they want to make all these suggestions of what we can do, but has never put boots on the ground to actually do the work or assemble people. So like I go back to say, like I've said in season one, if you're not intentional with our children,
shut up.
If you're not looking to be intentional with moving our children,
shut up.
If you have no desire to continue to move our children forward, knowing the reality that we're in,
shut up.
And there's a lot of different options, folks. Now, there is just some in the comment that I could tell you about. Okay. So Ashley, she says, join the Sunshine Edge Coalition. Join that organization. Okay, they've had phenomenal events. They have been on the radio. They have literally been doing the movement work to dismantle the school to prison pipeline in Hillsborough County. And I love to see it. And so there is Black men that need to be in formation to help with this problem. This is not something where everyone just decides that, oh, I'm gonna just let so-and-so do it. I'm gonna let so-and-so do it. Our children need a village. And so that starts with you. Mm-hmm. Sis said, that sound like Michelle saying, shut up. No, it's my sound effects. Oh, okay. So that's my church announcement this morning. Okay. My church announcement is looking at what you can do to help move our children forward, because ultimately it requires all hands on deck. And what I'm tired of seeing is selective outrage, selective energy on social media, when we need to be tapping to our children to figure out how we can help them. Okay. Amen. Everyone okay with that? Amen. Okay. So let's go ahead and I'm going to put up my disclaimers and all that good stuff. And please be intentional with that because I'm just telling you, I have been blocking folks left and right and it's my Facebook page. I can do that. And I need people to understand that what we're not going to do is we're not going to just come on people's social media pages and then talk reckless and think that there's not going to be any accountability for it. And this is what we need to move with our children. But that's going to be in the episode. So I'll be right back. Let me go ahead and play my disclaimers and sponsors and I'll be right back. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with the copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Teen allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is the best way that you can securely go on the web without your information being tracked. Stay private with a VPN and go to the link www.biancagoolsby.com/VPN. It's a 30-day free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Look, so I'm opening the platform up. And so if you have a business, if you are doing movement work and education, and you want a spotlight on Morning Teen allegations and teaching for the culture for a sponsorship, please hit me up and let me know. I will gladly give you the information that you need to make that happen. But yeah, I don't play that with the disclaimers. It said we pull up and sage later, period. Pool. Let me tell you something. Look, I'm real quick to clap back and get my sage and pray that that God helped me the next time. He's still working on me. So this is why I'm very transparent with that, because like I said, like, don't come on my page and get froggy with me and act like I'm just not going to say nothing, because I will clap back and you'll be looking like,
oh, no.
Right. So don't try me. Okay. So there is some great stuff in the comments that I want people to pay attention to. So partner with Recess Education, and there is a URL for people to get involved in. So please click the links that the people are providing of organizations that you could join to be a part of. I love to see it. Join Hope. And so Hope is working with juvenile marijuana penalties so that kids' futures won't be ruined. And they're currently working on housing. So this is amazing. And thank y'all for putting this stuff in the comments, because there's a lot of opportunities out there. People just need to go and find it and be involved and be intentional. And that's all that I could ever ask for when it comes to this work. Okay. Let's get started with the tea, shall we? Well, we're going to go to class today. Okay. So Richard Corcoran, come on up to the front of the congregation. I'm getting real sick and tired of you. So at this point, he hasn't given any guidance about what we're going to happen for second semester. Allegedly, he is supposed to talk about this for the State Board Department of Education meeting. That meeting will be held on November 18, 2020 at 9 a.m. I do want to go ahead and just to help y'all out, I will put the link to the agenda so that you can see what they're talking about. And no, I definitely did not send y'all the agenda. I definitely copied and pasted something else. I'm glad it was appropriate. So let me go ahead and try that again. But anyway, I'm going to put the agenda in here so that you can see what they're planning on talking about. And the question of the hour is what are we going to do about e-learning? There's a lot of rumors that are circulating about e-learning. There's a lot of people that have reached out to me to say, hey, have you heard this? Have you heard that? And I'm going to be very transparent with you. I've heard a lot of stuff, but I'm a receipt-based person. So I don't just take what someone tells me and run with it. Like, I want to see something in writing. I want to see some receipts. And I don't want to see like a Wikipedia receipt. I want to see an academic database. I will be having a class to talk about the difference of receipts, because people are using this word more often now, and that's great. But I think we need to use it in the right context and making sure that everyone understands what we're talking about, because there's people that literally will just put stuff up on the internet and say, look, I got receipts. But it could be fraudulent receipts. It could be a Wikipedia receipt. It could be something where it's not even factual that it was created. You know, there's actual websites out there where you can actually make your own iPhone text message receipts. Literally. Anywho, so I'm going to do a class on that, and because it's clear that people need education on it. So I posted the agenda so you can look and be intentional with it. I do want to share the article with you where they were talking about it in the Tampa Bay Times, because I think that, you know, we need to have a conversation about what is the second semester going to look like. Now, if you've been following my work and talking with Hillsborough County Public Schools, during their board meetings, I was explicitly clear and asking them up front, what was the plan for second semester? Because what we don't need to happen is for them to fumble with their decisions like they did the last time. They literally had a meeting the Friday before school was supposed to start to talk about if they were going to reopen schools or not. And so what we don't need to happen is for that to repeat for the second semester, when there's families that are literally trying to plan their life around this crazy pandemic and this new world that we're living in. So anywho, let me go ahead and share my screen so that you can see this article, and I will post it in the comments so you can read it yourself. But basically, there's groups out here that are, you know, advocating to continue e-learning. And like I said, there's rumors and allegations circulating around here that are saying that, you know, Addison Davis and Hillsborough particularly wants to funnel people to Hillsborough Virtual School instead of having e-learning. And like I said, I don't know how 100% true that is. I don't have any receipts. I do have an email that is very, that like people should start asking questions. But, you know, it's one of those things where like we need things that are concrete. We need factual, and we need the district to lead. We need the district to lead and stop fumbling on their decisions and stand with their decisions when they make it. And I think that's all the community is really asking. So this article just talks about different groups that are talking about how, you know, we need e-learning, and that if e-learning disappears, that is going to harm our children further, which I agree. There's no perfect solution here, which is why I say that it's very intentional that you teach your children, because the way that this education system is set up, it has not changed. We have not really thought intentionally about education and how it's going to move and how our kids are going to really learn. And now, like, we're in this pandemic, and now it's putting a damper on our system, but we haven't been intentional with making sure that we're staying up to date with what we're supposed to do to reach our children. And this is why a lot of our children have checked out. How many children are actually being really productive in e-learning? I mean, some maybe, but the reality is I'm seeing a lot of kids that are creating YouTube channels now because they're not doing e-learning. And then I also see YouTube channels that are being created where there's people intentionally interfering with classroom settings for views and monetization on YouTube. Like that's a real thing. So the whole Zoom bombing, it's not going away because YouTube has been complicit with monetizing that content, which is what fuels people to continue to make it. So, I mean, follow the money. So all I'm going to say is that all districts need to be transparent on how we're going to move for the second semester and give those options up front. The sooner, the better. We cannot afford for the district to play games on what they're going to do moving forward. And also with, you know, Richard Corcoran and Ron DeSantis and these leaders that are really not leaders in the educational world. They're just following identity politics. But these individuals, we need to hold them accountable for, you know, the issues here. I'm glad that Betsy's here. You're going to lose your job. And there's more people that need to be in that same arena losing their job because they haven't been serving kids. Their intention hasn't been serving kids, and it's been their own agenda and political aspirations. So with that being stated, you know, I don't know. All I'm going to say is start asking questions and demand answers for the parents that are watching and the different counties. Demand answers in writing. What is the plan for a second semester so that I know? It needs to be concrete because what we're not going to do is we're not going to play these games. And it's just really disheartening that these districts are in shambles in the way that they are. But These are the people that are teaching your kids. So surprise, surprise. All right, so let's keep it moving because, there's a lot. There was some drama that went down at the Pinellas County School Board meeting, and I was unable to talk about this when it happened. It was a lot of stuff going on, and I'm just trying to really allocate my time appropriately because it's always a mess. It is literally always a mess. So I just want to just tell you that the police were called, and there was a lady that was arrested. I'm going to go ahead and just share my screen so that you could see a clip of this. Just to be very transparent with you, it does contain foul language. So if that's something that is upsetting to you, I'm so sorry in advance. But literally, this was posted on the internet.
Are you fucking joking right now?
That is fucking pathetic.
This woman just came in after they were.
Guys, we are
absolutely
asking
you guys. How are they supposed to? That's her mom.
I don't give a crap.
That's their mom.
We'll take care of it. Get off the property.
Are you?
Hey, Jack, can you come to this fucking building right now? This is my mom and Olivia.
Let's go. Get off the property. You only tell me what.
No, I can't.
At the school board meeting. What did she do wrong? My mom was trespassing.
Okay, so the entire clip is 4 minutes and 42 seconds. Just kind of give you a rundown. So basically, the woman, and I didn't share this video because my caption on the video, me and this lady probably would go back and forth on the internet. So I just chose not to share it and for it not to link to me and for us not to have contact. But basically she came because, you know, they were talking about the mask mandate and she was participating in a rally. She is against a mask. In fact, let me go ahead and see if I can safely show you her page, where I don't put too much information on my page out there, but let me see here. All right, yeah, I'm able to share that. All right, hold on, let me remove some of these messages on the side. All right, y'all don't be inboxing me right now because I don't want you to pop up. All right, so this is her Facebook page. She says she's not friendly, not buying, and she's anti-vax, Rick Pharma, and take your effing mask, you cowards. So she went to the school board to advocate for not wearing a mask. And if you look at her page, she has a lot of just random stuff that she posts on here. She posted the video. And all I'll say is this, like, she literally went there to talk about, you know, there was like a whole rally of unmask our children, and she took the mask off in the building, and the officers had a problem with that, as I will have a problem with that too. You literally came in here with your conspiracy theories saying to unmask children and you take your mask off while you're still in the building. I will have a problem with that too. But again, I can't go based off the entire video here, just like you shouldn't either. I wasn't there, but just know that there was a big mess that happened at the school board meeting in regards to masks. And I just want to know, like, where's that same energy with making sure, like, our kids get resources? Where's that same energy to make sure that our kids are not drinking water that's contaminated with lead? Where's the same energy with making sure that, you know, our kids have access to the internet? Where's that same energy making sure that there's equity in education? But then there's different groups out here that are collecting thousands upon thousands of money to go against a mass mandate. But meanwhile, our kids don't have a pencil and we're out here playing games. So I don't know what to tell you, but that was a lot going on. And so she's posting on social media. I've posted the video so that you can watch it on your own time and you can form your own conclusions. But what I'll say about this is that, you know, I want y'all to come to the school board and I want y'all to advocate and just really try to see what was going on. And there's a comment here. They tried to defuse it on her actual page. You could see the discussion prior to her being detained. She was aggressive in her refusal. So, yeah. So, like I said, more information will definitely come out to the light about this situation. I wasn't there. All I know is that you came out here to be anti-mask. You take your mask off while you're in the building, endangering other people because of your own belief system. And that's not right. At the end of the day, it's not right. And so, like I said, parents, I want you to advocate for what you believe in, but don't be disrespectful in the process and then try to become a victim after the fact because you don't want to comply. That's all I'm going to say on that. So moving on, because there's a lot of stuff that's happening with our children and in all different demographics and ages. And it's just a lot right now. Like the city is heavy and there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And I'm just here to just tell y'all like some solutions because we need a master reset, which is the whole really talk about. This is the whole topic for today. Let me go ahead and share you this link here. I found that this was very interesting in Polk County. So basically, these teenagers, one is 18, 16, and 15, 14. Okay. They are charged with attempted murder because they purposely tried to run over a woman. These teenagers went to beat up the mom's son. And then when she got involved in the situation, they tried to run her over as they attempted to flee the scene. This is what is happening with our children, with our youth. They are attempting to run people over with vehicles. They are going to people's houses and fighting them. We have been talking about the violence that has been taking place in our schools before COVID. And now it's getting to a point where it's all hell breaking loose. There has been several shootings that have been taking place in the Tampa Bay area, particularly in Tampa. And there are children that are being harmed in this process. I just want to just search the results on Google. I'm going to just search the word shooting. And I want you to see, you know, some of the headlines that pop up. So this is all within hours, minutes. This was 30 minutes ago. A North Carolina boy was shot. He was 11 years old and he was shot accidentally. And now he's dead. There was two dead and four people that was injured in Tampa 11 hours ago. There was a teen that was shot to death in a school parking lot 9 hours ago. Jacksonville, again, we're with all of these shootings that are coming up on Google. This is not a local issue. This is not a black issue. This is a crisis that we're in. We're in a crisis because we failed our children. We failed our adults. We haven't taught about conflict resolution. We haven't talked about social emotional learning. And people are retaliating. And it's eye for an eye out here. And there's literally been a shooting almost every single day in Jacksonville and Tampa. And I used to live in Jacksonville. And so, of course, I'm friends with, you know, people that still live there. And I see the articles that they share of little kids that are being killed. There was a kid that was doing a TikTok that was out on the patio and was an innocent bystander to a drive-by. And the kid got shot. this is the stuff that's happening during this pandemic, and we need to put the guns down and we need to do a master reset. And I'm going to tell you that this master reset is going to require some of your children and your young adults to pull away from social media. And this is why I say that. If you haven't watched The Social Dilemma, I've been talking about this since it came out, but please watch The Social Dilemma. The Social Dilemma, they talk about this algorithm that, you know, I've been telling you guys about, and how the algorithm on social media, you know, it's basically competing for your attention, your time. This is a free platform. Facebook is free. Instagram is free. You really have to understand that there's a price to that. They're competing for your time. And so they shoot things to you based on what they feel that you would like. This is why when you scroll on your timeline, you see things from 3 days ago. It's not current unless you use a platform such as Twitter, where, you know, it's more real time activity. But there's different platforms that serve different purposes. And these algorithms, they're used to take your time away. And they're doing a really good job of it. And they have these addictive features in order for you to stay on your phone. There are some people that literally will feel their phone vibrate in their pocket, but their phone never vibrated. That is because it's just the pattern, just what is expected. I've even caught myself, you know, flipping and looking at my watch thinking that something vibrated on my hand, but it didn't. And so these tech companies are really using your data to create these data profiles so that they could sell it to advertisers. So advertisers can, you know, leverage the moment that you're on social media to see if they can make a sale out of you, to see if you could be a lead to something. And it's also being used to continue the online hate and the division in this country. And it's one of the leading reasons of the mental health situation and the crisis that we have in America. When you constantly see other people's lives and you're just seeing a snapshot of it and you're seeing that, you know, their life looks so amazing and you're in a place where you're not, you know, satisfied with yourself, it could cause you to go into depression. It could cause you to be in this comparison syndrome and want to compare yourself with other people. And it's really damaging to the brain, and it's damaging for adults, but more so children. There are children where it is skyrocketing the number of suicides that are happening with our children. And this is real, folks. This is real life. And in order to get and take our children back and do a master reset, you need to take those phones and have intentional conversations with them. Because what your children are watching and interacting with on social media is something completely different than I was growing up. When I was growing up, there was limits and you could not have all of these different apps and all of these different secret plugins to have. Like, there's apps out there where children can actually hide stuff on their phone to where it's a separate password. And unless you know how to unlock it, you would never see it. So there's kids that are literally doing this, and they're literally hiding pictures, and they're hiding their conversations, and they're putting stuff in these secret vaults, and they're securing it with a passcode. And so when you ask to check the cell phone, you have no idea what to look for, because you don't even know that it could be a calculator. It could look just like a calculator, and you input your PIN code in there, and boom, you have a whole vault with just different stuff in it. And so it's real. And I need people to understand that the cell phones is a really big key contributing factor to all of the chaos that's happening in this world. And so my request to you for this master reset is to have intentional conversations with your children and to check the cell phone. Now, it is reported that there's teens and adults, and they check their cell phones upwards of 150 times a day. And it's been well documented in the excessive access to social media and our obsession with our online appearances. And that has had some significant impacts on our teens, particularly our girls. And that's where, you know, people have a lot of issues with anxiety and self-esteem because they're contributing this stuff on social media. And so I'm here to just tell you, folks, if you haven't watched The Social Dilemma, please do. And let me know reach out to me privately or come back on this feed and let me know what you feel about the social dilemma, because it is something that it is eye-opening and you need to watch it. You need to understand how these tech companies are manipulating you in a way, and they're showing you what they feel that you need to see. And that is a dangerous place to be in, especially when you don't have full control and you're unaware that you don't have control in the situation. So, not only that, but social media has definitely been used for, you know, these online aggressions and cyberbullying. And I mean, there was a whole fake page out there that was talking about me and people that I care about, you know, just because I'm a vocal person that talks about education stuff. And, you know, I don't know what I've done to hurt anyone. And if I've hurt you, I'm sorry. I just post the truth and I tell the receipts, and I just show the receipts because it's important. I feel that certain things are important to be highlighted, and there's some things that I ignore because I don't feel that it's important in my purpose. My purpose is to advocate for children. And I literally been looking at this district, particularly Hillsborough, because I worked in it, to figure out what are some solutions to help the problem. And what I've realized is that the leadership starts from the top, and it started from our board members. And now that we have new board members, now it's a master reset. So Addison Davis, now is your opportunity, sir, now that there's a new board that is your boss, and now you're not aligning with Melissa Snively and Steve Kona. Now that you have a new board in position, are you going to truly advocate for children? Or are you going to continue in your political agenda? And if so, then just pack your stuff up and go hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. Or if you're really going to be intentional with helping our children and be accountable, transparent, operate in integrity, cool. I'm going to just tell you that I don't feel it for you, bro. You've lied too many times. And like I said in my last episode last week, it's just a lot of stuff going on that you personally haven't taken accountability for, Addison. And so that got to stop. Whew. With all that being said, I just want to give you some steps on how to fix this situation. So here's my recommendation. My recommendation is to take a break from the news for at least 14 days. With, you know, the storm that was coming, the election. I mean, I'm telling you, if it's something that's really, really important that you need to know, trust and believe, you will get access to it. So my recommendation is to pull away from the news for 14 days, giving yourself a news detox. Especially when it's just negative news that you're just consuming. What you consume is what you become. So it's basically a mindset situation. And this is what I want you to work with your children too. If they are, you know, constantly on the teen shade room, which, yeah, there's like a whole shade room for teens. It's really beyond me because some of the stuff I don't feel is appropriate for teens, but neither here nor there. They need to have a detox from some of the stuff that they're following, especially if it's negative, especially if it's, you know, toxic. Like, pull your kids away from that, because it's literally sinking them in deeper and deeper into a hole that will be hard for them to come out. And then turn your phone off and make sure that you have dedicated spaces where you say there's no phones allowed. So in our house, you know, we don't have our phones when we eat dinner. That is a rule that we have. Eating dinner for my family is an intentional time for us to sit, wind down, reflect, eat, and have a good time. That is not the time where we'll be on our phones and scrolling on what someone else is doing, or, you know, someone reaching out to us. Like, we have to be intentional. And so I want you to be intentional too. Please be intentional with your children, because you're just allowing them to have their cell phones and to literally scroll all day, allow them to play, you know, shooting video games all day, and then wonder what the results are. And the fact that some of you parents are trying to buy PS, you know, fives out here, but your child is on a 1,000 Lexile score is beyond me. Can we please prioritize and make sure that your kids are getting what they need? Because y'all out here buying these, you know, cell phones and, you know, the kids flashing money on their Instagram, but they're not on reading level. You're setting them up for failure. You're setting them up for debt. You're setting them up for generation failure if you don't get it together, if you don't pull it together. And you're really setting your children up to be consumers, really. where they will just want to spend their money on the newest things that come out and not prioritize and save their money and allocate on what they really want. But that's another conversation for another day. Comment on the floor. I heard Big Daddy's. Oh, that caption got me already. I heard Big Daddy's daughter volleyball team have COVID in half the team. Is that true? Is he going to stop traveling to schools? I hope they don't have it, but HCPS needs to quarantine family that work at the school too. So let's talk about it. I did post a content from a community member where their child attends Plant High School, and it was in regards to her frustration of the volleyball team where the coach tested positive for COVID-19, was all in the children's faces without a mask, and allegedly half the team has it as well. This is what I'll say about that. Number one, you know, the coach is definitely negligent. And, you know, that's dangerous. And I'm just like, for what? Like, for volleyball? Like, for plastic trophy? Like, what are we doing? We're in a global pandemic. And the more that people try to push this going back to reality and going back to what we used to do, the longer it's going to take for us to move forward. And this is why we need a master reset. So, yeah, allegedly, Big Daddy's daughter plays on the JV team. So I don't know. So people was asking, well, maybe that's why he had to quarantine, because the people at Plant, they've been throwing parties to, you know, have Corona parties and stuff like that. All I'm going to say is this: what's done in the dark will come into the light, and y'all doing a lot. Y'all doing a lot out here in these streets in a global pandemic. And I just don't understand for what. No, not plastic trophies. Sis, yes, playing for plastic trophies. Now, look, I'm all about sports and, you know, children having recreational activities, but we are in a global pandemic, folks. Like that, if we can't just reinforce that, we are in a global pandemic. And then here we go. More stuff coming up to me. There's still no soap at Hillsboro. So, okay, here we go. Addison Davis. Now, you have been on this record and you talked about how, you know, we have all of these supplies. Chris Farkas has said we've been preparing for months. Okay, Chris Farkas, first of all, needs to lose his job, okay? We've done got the board member situated, but now I'm looking at to these district employees now, because some of them need to lose their jobs, for real, because I don't understand how they still have their job. Nonetheless, Chris Farkas out here saying that there's plenty of supplies. Well, okay, well, there is still no soap at Hillsboro High School, okay? There's still no soap. Now, I still have, you know, these screenshots of where there's literally no soap in several bathrooms. There's no AC in some of our classrooms, and we out here playing games. And so Addison Davis, hello, there's no soap in our schools, which is what we talked about prior to reopening schools and saying, how can we make sure that our kids are safe when we didn't have soap in our bathrooms prior to COVID? Then you come on here and you say, well, we have plenty of supplies. All you have to do is just ask. Well, last week I talked about Hillsboro High School not having no soap. And this week I'm talking about Hillsboro High School don't have any soap. So I'm going to check back on Monday and I'm going to see if Hillsboro High School has some soap, because this is unacceptable. We are in a global pandemic and y'all out here don't have no soap. Right. So, folks, I'm going to just end you with this on today's episode. We need a master reset. There are children that are being harmed out here. There's shootings that are happening all over on the map. And I'm going to tell you that some of these shootings actually stem from rap music. Reason being is that there's some people that have recently died where someone has made a song out of their death. It's a real thing. There was even an article in Jacksonville where there was a young king that was shot and a rapper used his photo on his album cover and it was talking against him. So your children are listening to this toxic music. And I go back to when you were a baby. When you were a baby, your parents were very intentional what you listened to and what you engage with, because they didn't want you to soak up a lot of toxic things. So like when I call my line sister, I'm very intentional with the way that I speak when she's around her child, because there's certain things that I wouldn't want her child to pick up because I said it. I'm grown, I could say what I say, but I don't want her child to pick up what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? So why don't we keep that same energy for our children? And why do we allow them to listen to a whole bunch of foolishness? Why do we allow our children to download all these different apps without question? Why do we allow our children to have discretionary income and you're not knowing what is coming in or out your house? Why do we have children that have guns in the house and you don't even know that there's guns in your house? Why do our children come home with new stuff and you have no idea where they were able to pay for that or where the resources came from for those said items that are new in your home? I don't understand, parents, why you don't know what's in your house, especially on the cell phone, especially on that phone. You need to know who your children are talking to, who your children are engaging with, who your children are following on social media. You need to know all of that, because just like you wouldn't allow a stranger to come up to your home to come pick up your child, you need to find out what type of person is talking to your child in your house. Because there's children that are going missing, folks. This is real. Your children are going missing. They are literally leaving the house from someone that they met on the internet that has promised them a life better than what they can imagine. And they literally are getting snatched up. And it's typically our Black kings and queens that are going missing. So parents, I go back to, you need to know what's in your house. And you need to check the cell phone. You need to check the computers. You need to check all the internet history, what they're looking at, because it is beyond me that there's 6 and 7, 8 year olds that are coming to school, elementary school, mind you, that are talking about porn, that are talking about having sex with other individuals at the age of 6. That's not appropriate. That is not okay. And so I don't understand why you giving your child a full access to everything that they could touch. All they can do is ask Siri or ask Google and they will get the answers. Some of the answers you probably don't want your child to know about. And some of the answers are fraudulent, because not everything on the internet is real. But your kids don't know that. Your kids don't know the difference between what's real and what's not real, which is why you need to be intentional with the music that they listen to and break this down. So this is my challenge for you. Because there's rappers that are on YouTube right now that are beefing. They are fighting with each other. And there's one video in particular that I'm going to see if I can pull up for you. And again, like the stuff that I show you, it's uncensored, folks. It's real life. And this is what the kids are watching. Okay. The kids are watching this. This is not something that, you know, the adults are looking at. Because I don't know what grown adult would sit here and look at this foolishness the way that it's happening. So let's say fight break out between NLE Choppa, because that's a rapper's name. Mm-hmm. So y'all need to figure out who your children are following, okay? Okay. Almost had 1 million views. Let me share my screen. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, there we go. Boom. And share audio. And
I just quack in there, leave chopper hole boy in this shit. Running up on me. Hey, quack nigga ass in this shit, nigga. Fuck in there, leave chopper. And I got that found me. Hey, bro, and I'm running around Houston. What's up? Pussy ass nigga. Niggas know what the fuck going on with me, yeah. Free YB. 4K tray, nobody say, yeah, his partner ran up on me, crack him in this shit with a Hennessy bottle. Bust his little face all open, blood everywhere, and I got to found me, nigga. Same bottle I cracked that nigga in this shit with, on hood, on my child, nigga.
The video goes on, but it was a lot. Like it was a lot. Like, so again, I apologize for the foul language. But this is what's on social media. So he posted that on Instagram. Now, if you go to his Instagram page, he has a bunch of kids that are following him that are saying, "Hey, I look up to you." This is what your children are looking up to on Instagram, on social media. These are rappers. They are making music about popping pills, about having sex, about committing crimes, all that type of stuff. And your kids are listening to it. They're rapping these lyrics and it's normalizing that this is all okay, that this is real. You literally have rappers that are killing folks and then go turn around and go make a music video about that killing on SoundCloud, in YouTube, and the kids are watching it. They said, "Oh, he's so hard." What? So this is why your kids say that they want to be a YouTuber, they want to be a rapper, they want to be all of this stuff, because they see the success, the views, the following that comes from it. The kids are more looking at people's followers than the substance of it all. They are following people that are crazy. When COVID-19 happened, there was literally a toilet licking challenge. And some of those people got COVID-19 that was licking toilets in public places because they wanted to say that COVID-19 wasn't real. This is real. That happened. And kids were doing it. Kids were taking the Benadryl challenge, and it literally, real thing, talked about it, a Benadryl challenge. There's kids that actually died from the Benadryl challenge. There's kids doing the penny challenge where they're literally sticking a penny in the socket, and it's created fires on school campuses. This is real, folks. These apps are dangerous. You literally have apps that are, you know, allows you to connect with different people around the world, and it doesn't have any ages or any. I'm telling you, this is something that I'm talking about. The kids see this behavior. They think it's okay because they see the views and the likes and the comments that come from it, and they do the same thing. This is why our campuses have been wreaking havoc year after year after year. And instead of dealing with the issues, dealing with the root issue, we put band-aids over band-aids over band-aids until a point where it's at no return. Our kids are not learning. Our kids are not being academically pushed forward. And there's some classes where there's teachers that do everything that they can to move their students, but it's the system that holds them back. And it's parents that also contributes to holding their students back. There should be no reason why your child has a brand new iPhone and they're not on reading level. And if you're going to get them an iPhone, then make sure that they have a learning app and they dedicate a certain amount of time to be on that learning app so that they can push forward. Because you have a whole bunch of people out here that are profiting off of our ignorance. They're putting stuff in fine print of the contracts. All these rappers that are coming into the game now, they have been getting ripped off. Y'all know Blueface? He was signed after a label, after a label, after a label. It was so many labels that by the time that he got his cut, he barely had any money. But guess what? He wasn't smart enough to think, let me review this contract. Let me make sure that I'm getting my bag. No, you saw that money in front of you. You saw those likes, you saw those views, and you went for it. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's exactly what's happening with these NFL contracts. That's exactly what's happening with these NBA contracts. That's exactly what's happening. And then now people coming out the woodwork upset about what's taking place, but you didn't read the fine print. The question on the floor is, who is Blueface? Blueface is one of the viral songs, Bust It Down, Tatiana. That is probably one of his most famous songs that he has. Again, he was an artist that, you know, had a couple of hits. And again, just the money wasn't right. He was getting messed up. And then he was involved in some drama because he kicked his own mama out his house. It was all on the internet, on YouTube and Instagram, and the kids watching it. The kids following this mess. There's literally people out here that are targeting your children to sell them things, to, like, you have famous YouTubers that are telling your children to quit school and how to start a YouTube career full time and are selling courses online for $25, $30 to teach children how to quit school and be full time YouTubers. That's literally what's on the internet. So parents, I go back, okay, during this master reset, stop the fighting. Stop the carrying on. Put the guns down. And if you got an issue with somebody, talk to them about the issue. If you need to hold them accountable, hold them accountable. But there are some people that when you hold them accountable, they think it's a sign of disrespect. When you hold them accountable, then they feel as though it's an attack and you being attacked. Let me tell you something. I'm getting tired of hearing this word, you attacking, this, that, and the third. Can we please use the word attack in the proper context? Holding someone accountable is not an attack. Accountability is love. And if you feel attacked by someone advising you something different for you to change your opinion or maybe to have more information, then there might be something wrong with you as to why it is difficult for you to process new information that is presented to you. But we can't continue to play this game and act like we're going to get some results. So the change starts with you. Today's episode is called Master Reset, and I'm challenging you, every single person, to make your piece of the internet a better place. Every single person owns their own piece of the internet. When you have your own Instagram page, that is your piece of the internet. You own that piece of the internet. The pieces of the internet that you own, make it the best pieces as possible. And if everyone does that, and if everyone operates in the three principles I talk about, accountability, transparency, and integrity, we would be in a better place in our world. I'm telling you, if people just follow these three principles and just do what's right, I might not agree with you, but if you accountable and you transparent about it, okay, let's talk about it. But we can't do this. This is what we can't do. So please power down. Please watch The Social Dilemma. Please make sure you check your children's cell phones, folks. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you to check your child's cell phone, please, for the love of God. That's all I'm asking, is to please check your child's cell phone. And everyone, like my source said, start by looking in the mirror, looking at the mirror and saying, hey, how can I be a better human today? What can I do to make the internet a better place? What can I do to help our children moving forward? And like I said in the beginning in the church announcement, if you are passionate about our kids, find a piece that you're passionate about, that you have knowledge of, and take that and run with it and help our kids, because it's going to take a village. It is going to take a village to move our children. But there are shootings that's happening every single day. So I'm looking for the men that's out in the community. Some of y'all out here, you know, want to be pastors, and y'all out here living y'all lives that is not of God. Okay. I'm not here to talk about you, but I'm here to talk about you. Some of y'all need to be out here in the community molding and talking to our children, our young kings, our young queens, and need to be out here instead of out here on social media playing games and out here want to, you know, pretend that you're preaching to folks when you need to be preaching to yourself. Okay. But you need to live in your truth. You need to live in your truth, and you need to be transparent about it. And you need to help our kids. Don't be out here in the community and want to say all of these things, and then you ain't rolling your sleeves to do your part, to do what you're supposed to do. Because it's easy to sit on the sidelines and talk about what's not being done. but it's hard to go pick up and roll up your sleeves and do the work. So go do the work, folks. Go volunteer. Go be involved. There's organizations that are right listed in the comments that you could be a part of, whether you're in Hillsborough, Pinellas, Manatee County. There's options out here. Go figure out your lane, your piece, and how to do it. Remove yourself from certain things that are pushing you back, that are holding you back. And part of that is the cell phone. Please watch The Social Dilemma. I can't stress that enough. But people need to be intentional, because right now it is a vital time. There's people that are losing their jobs. There's people that are losing their homes. There's people that are losing everything right now during this pandemic. And our kids are losing hope. And so we need to put hope back into our children. We need to teach our children. And that starts at home. So parents, I'm telling you, check the cell phone, have intentional conversations. And if you don't know what an app is, I'd rather you reach out to me so I could tell you the truth than for you to go searching on the internet and not really know what you're looking for. There's apps out here that your kids are downloading that are dangerous, and they're setting themselves up to either be trafficked, to be kidnapped, to be sexually pressured. There's a lot of stuff that's happening on these apps. So I'm telling you, folks, please be intentional. Please be transparent. And please do a master reset. We just need to go ahead and unplug, let it reset, and plug it back in. And whatever that master reset looks for you, I'm challenging you to do that. So if that is removing yourself from social media for a couple of days and it's bothering you, then do that. If it's you consuming so much negative media and you want to kind of change your framework and your mindset, then do that. If there's passion projects that you want to work on, but you've always been scared to do it, do it. If you're here to help our children and you want to make an impact, start connecting with organizations that's doing the work and do the work, because now is not the time to sit on the sidelines and play games. As always, I love y'all. And if you're not intentional with our kids,
shut up.
If you don't want to do any movement work for our kids,
shut up.
If you have no intention to roll up your sleeves and do work,
shut up.
Please, because now is not the time in this pandemic where our kids are shooting each other every single day in the same communities over and over again to have selective outrage and selective participation on how our kids are going to move forward. Period. End of story. Well, that has been a wonderful episode. I hope that you enjoyed today with Morning Teen Allegations. I'm getting my studio set up, so there's a couple new things that'll be coming soon. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for y'all support. For my Patreons, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Just want to give y'all a shout out. Just thank you to my Patreons that support the movement. And if you want to support the movement, you could do that for $1 a month, literally. $1 a month will go a long way. I've been able to upgrade some of my equipment. I've been able to produce more content, and I've been able to pull away from certain projects so I can dedicate more on doing research in these three districts that I'm passionate about. And so there's another district that will be added to the roster very, very soon. I've been hearing your cries, Pasco, and I am coming. So I just thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. And just a couple of updates. So next week is the swearing in ceremony for our school board members. The school board meeting for Hillsborough County is on November 17th. Please make sure that you're intentional and that you're watching out for that. And I won't be there. I will be in Tallahassee. My wife is being sworn in. So the Goolsbee gang is taking over Tallahassee. So I'm blessed and I'm thankful and thankful to y'all. So please make sure y'all continue to support the movement. And until next time, peace.
Please keep my name about your mouth. And mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business.
Sing quiet. Please keep my name about your mouth.